Morning, Delilah. A racket out of those gulls. Sky rats is all they are. Pity the snow wouldn't freeze them off the island altogether. January, eh? Winter is like a sheep dip or shove through every year. Still, that gust will soon carry into spring, and with it some Dubliners. And then you never know who might turn up in this cafe, huh? Let me put these newspapers down. How are you this morning, pet? I'll wind you up once I have the coffee machine running. Sharon O'Connor will be in for her cappuccino at 7 minutes past, and I don't want her hanging around too long. God bless her ugly gob. Watching a woman with a moustache drinking frothy coffee isn't how I was meant to start my working week. Bono hasn't that problem, nor Ronan Keating, nor Martin O'Rourke for that matter. That lot probably wake up to supermodels supping on cocktails. They're not trapped on this frozen rock with a herd of trolls. Anyway, pet, isn't your cage only gleaming? Did Joe polish it last night? My trophy's got a right old rub too, didn't they? You'd need sunglasses looking at all those medals. Do you know Joe pointed out to me last night that I've won every award there is on Trefaden Island? Said I should set my sights a bit higher. What do you think about that, huh? Is it time for Liam Egan to go international? Right. Let me wind you up. There you go. Show those screeching gulls how it's done while I put the menus out. Monday. Peggy the fortune teller will be in after Sharon. Peggy'll be blown out of it by the blizzard, and I'll ask her why she didn't wear her coat, and she'll say,
"How the hell was I supposed to know the weather would be so snowy?"
And I'll bite my tongue. Eddie Conlon will follow her in the door, and he'll bring his box of pet beetles and tell Peggy what they've been up to this past week. And Peggy will tell him what they'll do next week. Then the Foley twins will arrive at 12:10. Go everywhere together, having spoken to each other in years. Dan Foley will order the special and Declan a burger and chips. And after a few minutes, they'll both come up separately and say they'd prefer what the other one is having. And I'll be tipped an extra euro each for making that swap. You couldn't make this place up. That sea wind disturbs the brain. I don't know how I live here. If that sister of mine hadn't trapped me here, I could be living Martin O'Rourke's life. I could have... Never mind. God, this piano needs tuning. Or maybe I do, huh? No. I'm holding up fairly well, considering I've had Trefaden wind gnawing at my face all my life. Oh, but the fortune I have to spend on creams. Do you know it's been 19 years, Delilah? 19 years yesterday since the band split. 19 years since that last gig in Kilkenny. And I haven't changed that much. Not like Martin has, for all his Dublin glamour. Right. Well, let's have a look at the papers while we're waiting for Sharon Borat O'Connor and her moustache to show. Euro crisis. Mortgage crisis. Euro crisis. Pages of it. Ah, here we go. Out and about with Frank Gildee. Ah, look at them all, Delilah. At a fundraiser in Bald's Bridge. Colin Farrell, Vogue McFadden and Niall Horan. That Vogue shouldn't wear green. Doesn't do anything for her complexion. There's Dave Fannin and Martin, of course. I knew he'd be in there somewhere. With Dave Fanning this time. I suppose Dave's his new BFF. And who's that woman? God, you know, it's your one off the Eurovision. The one who won it years ago. What was her name? Bamba. That's it. What's Martin O'Rourke doing with her? The way she's looking at him. And you see the way he's looking at the camera? With his eyes. That was my pause. Shh! DJ Dave Fanning pictured with singer-songwriter Martin O'Rourke and singing coach and 1983 Eurovision winner Banba. I was right. Banba. She's a singing coach now. Martin's not looking to enter the Eurovision, is he? Because I'll tell you one thing, Delilah. If anyone could win the Eurovision, I could. And me and Martin could maybe...
Morning, Liam.
Hello. Sharon. Lordy, you're a sight for sore eyes on a Monday morning. Cappuccino, is it?
With a good froth on it.
With a good froth on it, of course. One cappuccino coming up, my lovely. Delilah, do you think Banba's coaching people to win the Eurovision? You don't think she'd coach me? I'll check online later. Could you imagine me doing the Eurovision? God. Right, I'd best feed the trolls. Maybe it's a bigot,
even when your lover is gone, gone, gone. The Daffodil was written and produced by Sue Healy and directed by Jim Nolan. Banba was played by Jenny Ledwell and Liam by Michael Power. The series was edited by Eugene Sully with musical arrangements by Natasha Parwin and Will Ferguson. The Daffodil was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.